Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Bert Show.
Does a straw have one or two holes?
Two.
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 One. It's got one hole.
Two.
It's one, because you continuously see through it.
Somebody said something really profound on Married at First Sight about this question, and it's like, think about your mouth hole and your butthole. Two different holes.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just one big hole.
Yeah.
It's two different holes.
Yeah.
They're connected.
Huh. That might have effectively changed my answer.
That's reality TV.
In a new survey where they ask a whole bunch of these questions that people normally argue over, like, is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Which clearly it is not.
It is.
It is.
Yes, it is.
Or is a hot dog a sandwich?
It's not. It's a hot dog.
It's a taco.
81% said no, it's not. Die Hard, 55% said no. As far as the straw goes, 61% said one. 39% said two holes. And science, according to science, there is an actual answer.
Oh, I bet it's something stupid like zero holes.
No, it's one.
It is one?
One hole. Mm. Yeah.
So you were right.
Ooh, because if you like squish it flat, then it's one hole. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But your comment about mouth holes and the other holes, I mean, that makes sense too.
But if you close both holes, you've closed two holes. But if you close one hole, then you have one hole. But then if you open it up, you now have a second hole.
Oh, that's
true.
That is true.
Is cereal soup?
No.
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 Only 6% said yes.
Serial killers said yes.
He didn't even acknowledge it.
Let the silence sit there for a second.
His eyes flickered and he's like, no.
he literally shook the joke off.
Not today, Satan.
He literally, it was like a pitcher calling off a catcher.
He does do that thing like that ass.
Is it okay to wear socks with sandals?
No.
Yeah, 57% still say no. Anyway.
Some men can pull it off.
Who?
There are some men who can pull it off, but not many. Okay. Name one.
Jesus.
He didn't wear socks.
But he could pull it off.
He had to wash people's feet. He wasn't wearing socks.
Are you talking about slides or like the sandals where you're, that little thing goes in between the toes?
That's different.
A flip-flop. That's not
different.
A sandal.
It's a sandal.
Jesus didn't have slides.
It's a flip-flop a sandal.
Everyone
knows Jesus wore Birkenstocks.
Welcome to the dumbest show in America. All right, in this email, is she overreacting? She just wanted a little support from her man. Her grandmother was sick. He had one job, and he couldn't even do that right. Now she doesn't trust him at all.
Hey, Bert Show fam. I need your opinions on whether or not I'm overreacting to the situation because I'm in a sensitive state or if I'm in the right to react this way. My husband and I have been together for almost 7 years now, and we have a 2- and a 3-year-old. Over the weekend, my grandmother had an accident and was placed on life support. I flew out to see her in another state because I wanted to make sure I said goodbye since I didn't get to see my grandfather, her husband, before he passed. That's sad. I specifically asked my husband if he'd stay home from work for one day so he can be with the kids since my mom is under the weather and was already watching my sister's son. Before I booked the flight, and he said he would. So I leave. Go say bye to my grandmother. And she passed Monday morning. All I wanted to do was FaceTime my kids because I just needed some glimpse of happiness in my time of pain. And he wouldn't answer the phone. I called, sent messages via text and Snapchat. No response. I asked where he and the kids were and how they were doing. And he just said that they were fine. All the responses were very short. So I started to get suspicious. I arrived home late Monday night after they were sleeping, and as I go to change their diapers, I see someone had written their names on their diapers so they can know which size went to which kid. It was at that moment I knew that he had taken them somewhere so he could go to work. I confronted him, and he kept denying it and saying he was the one that wrote their names because I left them a mess in my drawer, as if he didn't know his own kid's diaper size. We went back and forth, and he kept denying it. Eventually, he gave in and said that he dropped them off with his brother and his brother's girlfriend to watch them so he could go to work. I'm furious! It was in all caps and exclamations. His excuse was that he told his supervisor that he couldn't come in and they denied his request. What kind of employer denies a one-day absence for a death in the family? I honestly don't think he even asked. I just feel like time and time again, he chooses his work over his family. My grandmother was dying in a hospital bed, and he was lying to me about where my kids were, and he can't even admit that he was in the wrong or even that he lied to me. He's just trying to justify it by saying he didn't want to add more stress, even though I was in a near panic, wondering where my kids were for almost 24 hours. I said some things I shouldn't have in my anger and told him to go stay with his brother since he does so many favors for him. I know I shouldn't have, and I'm wrong for that, and now it seems like he just might, and I honestly don't know how I feel about it. I'm just very confused and in a lot of pain. I feel betrayed and like I can't trust him to tell me where our kids are. I know it wasn't right to say some of the things I said, but I don't know where or who my kids were with for an entire day. Why didn't he just say that from the beginning instead of lying about it and then doubling down when I asked him about it? I just don't know what to do. Please help, Bert Joe.
You just need to both sit down and just say sorry. You both done messed up. He messed up real bad.
Yeah, he did.
And then we're not exactly sure what it is you said, but you already know that what came out of your mouth you don't mean and it was hurtful. So just sit down and apologize and talk it out and move on, damn it.
Yeah, you had a... we could end it there. Yeah, you had a human reaction to something stupid that he did. I agree. You just need to talk it out. Like, I don't think this is something you need to blow up your relationship over. I just think you need to be explicitly clear about how this has crossed a boundary for you, mm-hmm. and he needs to know that so he doesn't do it again moving forward.
Yeah, I don't think kicking him out the house is the right way to handle it at all. I mean, that's just going to make it worse. But at the end of the day, he did lie. That was mm-hmm. wrong. And I think you do sit him down and let him know that that can't happen in the future.
Not only lie, but double down about it.
Well, sometimes we just get our ego so wrapped up in it. Like, you don't want to say sorry. You don't want to say sorry. And you guys are married. You're a team. Say sorry and get over it. Move on, damn it.
You're not wrong.
Hey, Kaylee.
Well, I have a theory on why he lied. Because either way, it was going to be a fight. If he was honest, she wasn't going to be happy. So he thought if he could lie, he might not have to deal with her being mad about the truth.
Yeah, that's a great guy mentality that's gotten me in trouble every single time.
I think it depends on...
That's the definition
the significant
of how to make it
other. Mm-hmm. It depends on how hot and heavy the significant other gets about certain things.
You were about to say stupid things. This is not stupid.
Right. You're right. I was about to say stupid things.
The Bert Show.